Joining me on the phone is Danielle Sherbin, the owner of Northwest Goods in Dryden. Danielle, what is your reaction to this province-wide stay-at-home order and the new restrictions this time around?
At first, I was a little bit surprised just because I thought that with these new kind of color-coded systems that I wasn't going to get shut down again. Honestly, it makes me feel a little bit better that they're also restricting other non-essential items in the big box stores. It's hard to kind of get angry anymore. You just have to deal with it now, and I don't know. I just move on, I think.
How will you be pivoting if you're choosing to pivot or offering your services still in the community?
Yeah, I've decided just to do curbside. I'm starting with 2 days a week because, honestly, during the last lockdown, I was doing about 4 days a week, I think, for 4 to 5 hours at a time, and it's draining sitting in a store when no one can come in. So I decided to really reduce my hours this time around, and I'm offering curbside on Wednesdays from 3 to 5 and Saturdays from 10 to 12. That could change going forward, but that's just what I've decided right now. And everything in my store is also available online, and I ship, and I'm going to be doing some local deliveries also on Saturdays.
Trying to keep your chin up, definitely. I'm sure other local businesses are in the same boat once again, as you said. I guess, speaking to the fact, where do we go from here? Where does the local business community go from here? How does the future of your business look?
I still see Northwestern Ontario as separate from, you know, Southern Ontario. Lots of people have seen videos of crowded malls in other areas of the province, and we just don't see that here. We don't even know really what's going on in those places because we don't have that kind of shopping. So it was honestly, to me, it was pretty shocking to see that. So I'm hoping that, you know, like, we have such different communities here. I'm hoping people still, and I know people, local people will still support local as much as they can. You know, the restaurants and the personal care services and fitness studios are suffering. They've had to face a lot more restrictions than I have personally. So, yeah, I just think we all need to think about them and the things that they're going through. Like, it's not easy for small business owners right now, and it's hard to know what to do. But I hope that our communities can continue to support the small businesses, and hopefully they're all there when this is all over.